Joining us now is Marvin Weinbaum, scholar in residence at the Middle East Institute and a former State Department analyst on Afghanistan and Pakistan. Mr. Weinbaum, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask you about what appears to be a disturbing resurgence of the Taliban on both the Afghan and Pakistani side. Local and state authorities in Pakistan are being challenged by a spate of weekend attacks. They say they're responding with a new offensive that they say has killed at least 30 Taliban in the Swat Valley. We were led to believe that the offensive by the Pakistani military in the Swat Valley had really rolled up the Pakistan Taliban. And, of course, the death of Batula Masood is another indication that is the case. But it does appear that there is some pushback by the Taliban in Pakistan. What do you make of the most recent reports of the bombing so far?
Well, they're trying to demonstrate very clearly that they're still in business. We didn't really see them rolled up in the sense that they caught high-ranking leaders. Rather, it seems that most of the fighters have faded into the mountains, and they're still available for attacks, especially attacks like one that took place yesterday in Mingora in the Swat Valley, where you have a single person who is able to penetrate, in this case, a recruiting center for police. And that's virtually impossible to protect against.
Is there a positive spin here in the sense that to resort to these tactics, the Taliban is basically demonstrating tacitly that they can't hold territory on their own in Pakistan?
Well, that's certainly true in the Swat Valley. But the effect of this attack among people who, really many of whom were reluctant to return to the valley after they fled during the massive government a campaign just a couple months ago, this has really had a psychological effect in the area of the Swat Valley, and that's really what the Taliban intended to do. They also want to demonstrate payback against the army and the United States, for that matter, for the killing of Batula Masood, who is the head of the Pakistani Taliban.
Okay, Marvin Weinbaum at the Middle East Institute. You know, you say it's difficult to protect against a suicide bomber who's disguised as a recruit, but when the NATO oil tankers were set ablaze, that was along a main supply route with supposedly troops guarding it all along. Doesn't that call into question some of the security of the NATO mission there?
Well, that's been a very, very sore point here. The attack that took place was in Balochistan, actually, quite a bit south of here. But there was last week an attack at a crossing point with much closer to the Swat Valley. Now, this is the way in which the Taliban have striking at U.S. interests, because about 80% of what we need in Afghanistan goes through either of those two crossing points. And this is a very serious concern that we have, because we are so dependent upon Pakistan for transshipment of the goods we need.
Well, Marvin Weinbaum, then, in closing, you just got back from Afghanistan. Stanley McChrystal is expected to reveal his report on the strategy in Afghanistan. The BBC is already reporting that it's critical of the strategy right now. Do you think at the end of the day, when we read the McChrystal report, that it's going to say that basically on the Afghan side of the border, the Taliban is resurgent?
Well, we're expecting here that the general is going to request additional troops. Apparently, the campaign that we saw with the Marines in the Helmand Valley has not really resulted in any kind of conclusive advance against the Taliban. I think everyone recognizes that the problem is a long-term problem, and that we are still under-resourced for what the mission is expected to accomplish.
That's a great takeaway. Marvin Weinbaum, scholar in residence at the Middle East Institute, former State Department analyst on Afghanistan and Pakistan. The takeaway, the surge is inconclusive, and more troops will be asked for.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.